White, Oakland, California, May 12, 1876. Dear husband, I sent you a letter this morning, but as Sabbath is drawing on, I will write and put it in the office tonight, before the Sabbath. I have no news to write you, because I do not go anywhere to get news. Last night, Mrs. Hollis and Shaw were both disfellowshipped. Brethren Loughborough and Wagoner have labored with Brother Ricky faithfully. Result not yet seen. Everything moves off in the office about the same, day after day. Brother Jones will give you an account of matters. I will see him and tell him to write you. The meeting house will be much better than the one at San Francisco, because Brother Jones has the matter in his own hands. He was stating to me that money he must have, for he was contracting bills of lumber which would have to be paid. Brother Diggins brought here your money. Willie has put it in the bank. I have not been over to the city, San Francisco, for some time, or to any meeting. I keep very close, making my time tell. Sister Rice is now taking some charge of the children, which is a great relief to me. Brethren Loughborough and Wagoner went to Healdsburg today to stay over Sabbath and during the week. These churches have not had much labor, and I hope, with proper labor, they will be helped. I am writing upon Christ's Sermon on the Mount. Have it half done. Brother Baker drove round here with a nice span of horses for $250, nicely matched, far, far ahead of that team of Mr. Morse. I am going to have some way of conveyance that I may go out, retired, and ride every day or every other day. The work of God seems so important to me in every department. I must be connected with Jesus in order to do good to others. I believe there is great blessing for God's people if they will only come up to their privilege. What is lacking is living faith. Every moment is precious now. I cannot endure the thought of time passing and we not doing as a people the very things God would have us to do. Our time to work will soon be over. May God help us all to work in wisdom. My prayer to God is continually for wisdom and grace to move according to His opening providence. I dare not choose my own course or follow my own pleasure. God is my counselor. I must look to Him for guidance. I must cling to my Savior with firm grasp. The Lord is precious to me. The truths in the life of Christ are truly rich and glorious. Oh, can I get out these precious pearls to the acceptance of my Savior? I am sustained wonderfully in closely applying myself to my writing. I take 2 or 3 days to rest and go visiting in the country, for I cannot, I fear, hold out with such continual application. But my mind is on it, and I cannot find rest till I get these things off my mind. I am anxious to know what you think of the sketch of my life. If you think I am going too definite, telegraph at once. Frank seems very manly and steady. George is just the same. Willie and Mary very busy in the work. We have regular habits, rise early and retire at 9 or half past. Well, another week's work is about done. Another Sabbath will soon be here. Let us pray earnestly for light and for wisdom. God will lead. He will guide. In haste and love.